The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey guys, we're here, and I was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, but these two wanted to talk about seasonal depression.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I think it's just it's the eclipse of 2 weeks ago, and then this lunar eclipse that we just had, and I'm getting my period this Wednesday, where I just feel like I've been beaten down by like space.
But space is just.
I've just been crying. I've been seasonally depressed. I've been in such a funk mode.
Not really. Are you sure seasonal? I don't know about that yet.
We're lunarly depressed than seasonal because it's so
sunny. Because we're not there yet.
Well, it was. Yeah, it is sunny and then
degrees here, which is gross.
It's what?
80 degrees.
Oh, really? That's crazy. Yes. No, it's been gloomy here too, but it has been sunny some days. I don't know. I think you guys are right. I think it's a mix of both. Mm-hmm. But I've been
maybe you're just depressed and we're blaming it on other things.
No, you can't throw out the diagnosis
I don't
of
think,
depression.
Yeah. I definitely don't think I'm like
you just having a down day.
I think it's like, what if, yeah, it's like I've had like a funky
what if you're
weeks.
In a bummer mode?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I'm so sorry.
And I was just going to say, I wouldn't even been that much help to you because I've been a raging bitch.
Why have you been so bitchy? Back.
Like Hunter, I called Hunter yesterday. So my client was like, hey, I have 4 amazing tickets to the Capitals game tonight if you want to go. And I was like, we got nothing going on tonight. Yeah, let me call him. I called him, didn't answer. Called him again, didn't answer. And he's just at dinner with his parents. And I'm like, okay, or lunch, whatever. And I just kept calling and texting. He's not answering. And then he finally texts back. He goes, I have hockey tonight, but tell her thank you. And then I go, annoying. And then he goes, not annoying. I didn't see this phone call. And I was like, who the fuck doesn't see the phone call? And I go, I would have answered the phone if I was at dinner with my parents, but I guess we're different. And then he was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I'm like, I just really felt like saying all this shit. And then he went to golf this morning. And then I go, have fun. And he goes, I'm going to play with hockey players, like Capitals players. And I go,
oh my God, that's so cool.
He does it every fucking week. I go, oh, well, that changes everything. And then he's like, okay, bye bye. So here I am.
Delightful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's more like a lack of just feeling unmotivated and no energy. And I have so much coming up. And I think because of the strike, it's just, I haven't been, you know, doing the most. And now it's like, time to rev up your engines. Yep. And I'm like, I don't want to do anything.
Wait, are the actors back? Are the actors back?
No. So the actors aren't back. This is Monday, October 30th. The actor strike could end any minute, but it could also not end right away. And I'm covering something in 2 weeks. And if the actor strike ends, it could severely, I mean, the actor strike is literally severely affecting my next year, my December, if I can go on vacation, and this event I'm covering in 2 weeks, because if it ends, I'm technically now prepping to interview actors, and I might, that just might be like a complete, not waste of energy, but you know what I mean?
Like it could not even happen.
Yeah. So it's like all that. And then just like, you know, when just everything is just like, ugh.
You've been in this mode and it's just hard to get out of this mode. Like I get it. Like if I'm like laying around or like not doing as much, then I'm like, you get in that way.
Yeah. It's just you know, Newton's law. What stays at rest wants to be at rest. Yeah.
I know. It's so true. But so I'm interviewing the founder of a meditation studio Wednesday, which I'm really excited about. Cause I was like, let me challenge myself and do something I've never done.
Yeah. That's cool.
Cause I want to interview like inspirational leaders too. But I was like, oh, I put this on me. And then I go to Boston Friday. Mm. And I don't know, I just have so much coming up and I'm like, how do I get the energy?
You got to get there. I guess you just got to move your body and that just comes with it.
Just got to do it. You got
to
push through.
Can I talk about, I know we talked about Friday Night at Freddy last time, but
five
I need
nights
to,
at Freddy's?
Five
we
Nights
did?
At Freddy's? I think we did, yeah. For just a tiny bit.
Oh, okay. But like, yeah. Isn't it crazy the amount of records it smashed?
How? Is it just because it's a video game? Is that why?
Yeah, so Five Nights at Freddy's is based on a very, very, very popular video game. And this movie has been in the making for the last like 10 years. And if you've never heard of Five Nights at Freddy's, just because the creator of the video game really wanted to get it right. And so if you've never heard of it, it's basically about this guy who gets a job at an arcade, kind of like Chuck E. Cheese, but it's called Freddy Fazbear's. And he becomes a security guy there. But the animatronics are basically haunted, possessed. I don't want to give anything away.
And Jim Henson made them.
The
correct?
Jim Henson Muppet Studio made these animatronics. And the director, who I interviewed, if you go on my Instagram. But anyway, really want to make sure they got it right. But anyway, so this became the biggest horror opening of the year. Biggest horror opening ever.
It's crazy.
Trailing only the two It films. Biggest opening for a PG-13 horror film ever. The biggest Blumhouse opening ever, which
is
actually insane.
I just can't believe it. It looks so silly.
Second biggest video game adaptation opening ever, trailing only Mario.
Oh.
The 19th Blumhouse film to open at number one. Biggest Halloween weekend opening ever and the biggest opening ever.
What about like the movie Halloween?
Yeah, no, bigger.
And Scream, too.
I think it's like because so many people are fans of this video game and that's why video game adaptations are so major. I mean, we've seen the Mario movies, Sonic, you know.
Yeah,
they're major.
It's so crazy because I wasn't going to see it until I saw these records breaking. I'm like, should I be seeing this movie? Ashley, didn't you see it?
Okay, so Jared's cousin's daughter, she's 16. She has been asking Jared to get a private screening of this movie for months. Like, because she's known that we were able to get them at the local theater.
Right. That's so
and
cool.
So, like, she texts him, like, every couple days. Like, hey, have you heard about the Freddy screening? Have you heard about the Freddy screening? I'm like
what
is this movie?
Yeah.
And this week, Jared had a last-minute gig in L.A., so I had to host the screening that he got for her.
Aww.
And so her and, like, 25 other high schoolers
so
show
cute.
Up to the theater. It was like, I have no idea. And then like they give me the tickets and I'm like, and they're like, we're going to give you the Freddy pizzas too. I'm like, what? This movie is big enough for them to have the themed pizzas at the
I
movie
guess
theater.
So. Look
yeah.
at this freaking
yeah. yeah. And then like the theater wasn't, it was at a private screening, but we were able to like section off a few rows mm-hmm. and the kids were just so stoked. And I saw a little of it. Like I went in, I like kind of hosted it. So I was like getting them food and like, serving
Ash,
and then
so nice
and then I went and I picked up Dawson in between because it was like a late movie and I had to go back to my in-laws and then we went back to the theater and got the kids' reaction afterwards and they've all very much liked it. And then Dawson had his first movie theater experience. He was just running up and down the hallways.
Oh my god,
I brought him into the Paw Patrol theater and it was just me and him in the whole movie theater. And it wasn't started. It didn't start yet. I don't know who the heck is seeing a 9 o'clock Paw Patrol showing.
Maybe like so, kids who won't go to bed, you know,
literally like last resort shit.
It's like, that's what I would do. I'd be like, yeah, fuck, I guess we're going to the theater.
And we saw the Trolls preview and I was like, oh my God. So I think Trolls is going to be his first movie because it's not just In Sync. They have Backstreet songs playing during the preview. So it's like a whole boy band theme.
That's incredible.
So I'm excited. Yeah.
I love it. Well, just to go quickly back to Five Nights at Freddy's, it is insane because it's 26% rotten on the tomato meter.
Yeah.
But it has an 88% audience score. So it's just one of those movies that's like, it's like, it's so smart to invest in IP that has like huge fandoms.
Yep.
Like that's literally what this movie proved. So,
I think I have to see it.
I kind of want to play the video game.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. Well, I had a funny moment where this weekend Dawson was napping and I went outside and I pulled weeds. We had some massive weeds in the landscaping and I was listening to a news podcast. And
Ashley,
is the moment.
You brought 25
that
teenagers to the movie and you delivered them popcorn and drinks and then you picked up your child and then You were weeding listening to a news podcast.
Yes. Okay. So I realized that this is the moment that I am.
This is the moment
that I have turned into my parents. Yeah. Like, oh, I am. God, I really that that's are. Me. Like, I am an adult parent.
Who the fuck weeds?
And I honestly almost enjoyed the weeding. I got satisfaction from it.
You guys, weeding?
The weeds were so bad. Like, I had to dig. You guys, the dirt is still in my fingers because I didn't have any gardening gloves.
And actually, I'm so
grossed out right now. I just grabbed the mulch and I kept pulling it up until I got to the surface, you know, the actual bulb. Growth, the yeah. bulb of the weed. Yeah. They were unbelievably deep. And
wow. That's
and before
nuts.
You know it, Dawson woke up and no. I was like, it's been 2 hours of weeding and news listening.
What a waste
Holy
of energy.
Shit.
I'm just like, I'm so astounded by you because I
She's
am
so funny.
I'm like, if I was a mom, I would take that time to literally like just be horizontal.
100%.
Like I would the last not even the last thing I would die before yeah. I would go in my backyard yep. because I'm the queen of outsourcing and I actually am I starting to think it may be unattractive. Like, you know how you find little icks of unattraction in other people as yeah. I'm texting yeah. Aiden. I was, as you guys know, I'm in a funk, so I'm coming out of it, but I was like, today I'm putting up my Christmas tree. Fuck it. That's going to yeah. help me. I'm yeah. going to play like Elvis yeah. Christmas playlist.
Maybe on Wednesday though, because I was also thinking like, I've always been team don't Christmas decorate until close yeah. to Thanksgiving, but no, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it the week that Jared and I are going to be away for a
I
week.
I was
going to
do it Wednesday on the first two, but I'm like, what's the difference okay. between
what's
today and
do?
2 days
I
from
guess.
Now?
Wait,
just I need
being
to hear
proper,
the
but yeah, I'm so sorry. So sorry.
Conversation.
No, it's fine. So it was so funny. My assistant last week, I was like, maybe I should put the tree up on Monday, because she could tell I was like in front of my red light therapy. Like, I was like trying to get in a better mood. And she's like, oh, you have a tree like here or whatever? And I was like, yeah. I was like, you'll put it up for me. We both started dying laughing.
Oh,
and then Aiden
no.
was like, what are you doing?
The fun of it.
I know. And then he's like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, my tree's going up Monday or whatever. And he's like, you're putting up your tree? And I was like, no, I guess I should say like, I'm going to have my assistant put up the tree. And he's like, but that's the fun of it. And I was like, mine's pre-lit already. Like, I'm the queen of outsourcing.
Oh no.
Like, so it just reminded me of Ashley's no. weed story. Like, I'm literally, but can I just, to defend myself, if I could carry a real tree by myself as a single woman up to my apartment on the
no,
second
that's not
floor,
the issue.
But why can
things,
she
do
it? She can do it, but you can't do it?
No, this is a fake tree.
This is a
fake I have
tree.
A
she
fake
have a storage.
Tree in
yeah.
storage
yeah,
because I can't get a real tree up
that's
here.
That's not, sure. no one's judging you for the fake tree. We all have fake trees. Yeah. It's the fact that we put up our own fake trees is the issue because we're getting
I'd be lugging
spirit.
Up from the basement ourselves.
Yeah. I don't want to do it. I don't want to
nice.
Do it.
This is getting to be a problem.
I'm the Grinch. I don't know. This is me.
As we enter November, it is Thanksgiving month, and I would like to say that I am thankful for Honey Love because there is nothing worse than suffering from an uncomfortable bra or shapewear. For me, in my opinion, mostly shapewear. Ugh, because it makes me never want to wear it. But Honey Love is the only, it's like, I'm like, yes, I don't mind it. Cause, and you know that I love the fact that it doesn't roll down. Because the rolling down, it makes you not feel very confident because then you get your little tummy rolls also rolling. And then, because I got the skin. I got that leftover stretched out post-mommy skin. I love the, of course, the hoo-hoo pocket so that we don't have to take everything down when we go to the bathroom at weddings.
And it doesn't, like, you can still breathe at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's that, too.
I agree. I feel like I have such a resistance to shapewear in general. Like when I'm getting ready to go to a wedding, I'm just like, ugh, like I don't want to put this on. And Honey Love gets rid of that resistance. And it actually, like Ashley was saying, lights you up and gets you excited because you're like, oh, I can be comfortable and feel like I'm snatched.
Right.
It's squeezing
you, snatching you.
Word,
I don't
Lauren,
think so.
I don't think anyone says snatched anymore. For those reasons, I'm obsessed with Honey Love. What about you, Lauren?
I like that it just accentuates your curves in the right way. It's not flattening anything. Your waist is going to be smooth. everything's going to be much smoother. It's not going to flatten your butt or anything. So that's why I love it. So you guys, if you want to try Honeylove and treat yourself to one of the best bras and shapewares on the market, you can save 50% off site wide at honeylove.com/get it this month only. So inventory is limited and the sale ends soon. So don't miss their best deals of the year. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them that we sent you over there. It's time to ditch the underwire for good, and thank you, Honeylove.
I'm just wanting you to know that at this very moment in time, I am experiencing an other old problem because I just had to throw my phone on the other side of the room because I don't know how to silence my iPhone 15.
Wait, what do you mean? I don't have a 15. What do you mean? Is it hard to silence?
Apparently it's a different way. It doesn't
put
have
it
an upper
do not disturb.
Why I guess I could go put on do not disturb.
Also,
yeah,
they
and they also
you
have the new adapter, the new charger, the lightning.
I've already been in the car multiple times because, you know, like you just have your car charger
you
and then it's just like
three of those guys.
And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I don't have a charger in the car. Ah!
No,
you know what's actually an upgrade?
But you know that
you charge it with the same charger as your computer, though.
Yeah.
So now your computer charger is awesome.
Oh,
no, it does.
It's the computer one.
It's the computer. Yeah. So then,
what do you mean it's
a law?
What is this one called again? The C? I don't know the letters. What are the letters?
Andrea,
do you know what the charger is for the computer?
Yeah, it's a USB-C.
USB-C.
So it is a C. I was correct.
Yeah, you are correct.
What do you mean? What do you mean a C?
USB-C.
That's what it's called. It's a C.
USB-C. I thought it was a light, a USB-C or light. I don't know what the hell it is.
Lightning is the old iPhone little weird flat charger that only works with
that's called
iPhone. USB-C is that one that you sometimes see for other stuff too.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Wow. All right. Well, I have a fun list of things we can go down. Yay. So I saw this Instagram yesterday and I agreed with it pretty much wholeheartedly, except for maybe a couple. Okay. These are expressions that we need to retire forever. And
I saw that. I thought you were going to say the list of places that went viral that you shouldn't take someone on a date, which was ridiculous.
Well, we can talk about that too.
No, it'll be so old by the time this podcast comes out. You didn't see that list. It was like Cheesecake Factory, Red Lobster.
I would love to be taken to the Cheesecake Factory.
What do you mean? You finish and then I'll tell you the story, but it's really mean. This guy pulled up to the Cheesecake Factory and she videoed him and she was like, "Can you believe that he took me here?" And he was like, "What?
Oh my god!"
And she was live, I think. And then it became this viral
fucking bitch.
Isn't that so mean? That's and then it became a viral list of like lists of places women don't want to go on a first date. I'll look it up after you go over this one, Ash.
Okay. So here are the expressions. I did a thing. I've never used
these
this
all
before.
Millennial sayings that are so cringe. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I did a thing is the
we've
most
never
annoying.
Said that.
No,
we
we've never,
said that.
Never fucking said
we
this.
We never said that. We never said that.
We sound so defensive and in the wrong. Okay, what's the next
one? Okay, adulting, which I'm fine with adulting. Are you okay?
I don't like that word and I don't feel like I say that
like I'm an adult. We just had this conversation. I was like,
you're
I feel like
person.
An adult.
Yes.
Yeah, but
person.
You said an old
adulting like
it
as
a couple times, but
adulting is actually kind of annoying because it makes it seem like you're not supposed to be doing adult things, you know?
Yeah.
As an adult.
Yeah. Okay.
But
I've never done
annoying.
This before. Yeah,
exactly.
I'm not crying, you're crying. Yes. I've never done that.
Have I said that? Lauren, have you said that?
No.
I feel like you've said that, Lauren.
No, Lauren definitely hasn't.
Not within the past 3 years. Defensive.
I feel like I've heard you say that.
Okay.
Maybe not.
I'm just going to leave this here. Yeah.
I've said that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, not recently, but I've definitely said it.
Okay, I don't like have like, the worst right problem with that, but like I also like could totally live without it.
These are lots of captions to pictures.
Yeah,
as well.
They're mostly
like
social
you
media
said it's
things.
A caption. If
yeah,
you, went through
you don't
mine,
really.
I probably was like, I'm just gonna leave this right here.
So it's so like gross. People are saying, "Take me back on vacation."
Like, yeah, take me back. Oh my god!
Like so,
back.
Someone's
oh
gonna
my
literally
god, yeah.
take you back.
Yeah,
like they're gonna help you get back there. So stupid.
Oh, that's so.
Is that it?
No. Okay, so this is the the only one that I kind of still like and I kind of need for social media reasons. Okay. Not that I would, I don't say this like out loud. It's definitely just like a way of communicating online to be like, yes, I feel you. And that is this.
This.
Yeah. Like yeah, when somebody says something and instead of being like, I agree right or like, thank you. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. I go, totally this. Find it acceptable.
The context I use that in is when I'm reposting something on my story and I agree with it and I'll like write in the story this.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now
it's going to be cringe for just.
No, it's fine. This is the
I'm
best one
of
the entire list.
Today.
Okay. Yes. Right. Next one is so that happened. Yes. Ugh. No, thank you.
Ew,
gross.
I think I've said that.
Nats, so I don't. That happened. Nats, I don't.
Have I said that?
No, I don't remember
so
you saying
that. That happened.
Yeah, you're right. I haven't.
Yeah. Okay. The next one is my person, which like we say it, but like
it's
we say it
saying
as
it
a
and writing it.
Well, no, because like you're my person is like different than being like you're not my person, which is like the expression that Wells said that one time that sticks with me forever. He didn't say it to me personally, but like he said it like as the best way to like kind of let somebody down that you like but don't want to like continue dating. And you say
we've all used
like
this.
You're not my person. Like that is different than being like the Grey's Anatomy Meredith and Christina thing.
You're my person.
Yeah.
Can we like dive deeper into this one?
Sure.
I think I like really get so triggered when people say that.
Like say that as a friendship, like you're my person or
no,
as
a like as a lover. Like I think I've talked about this before, so I won't go too deep into this part of it. I hate when your friend or someone in your life says that's not your person. Like who the fuck are you to ever say that to anyone?
Yeah.
Like that triggers me so much when people are like, he just wasn't your person. It's like, how the fuck would you even know?
That's true.
And then I've already said that, but I hate when people are like, this was my person. It's like, so if that person died in a plane crash, that's it. You're never going to have like another person. Like I don't know. I just think it's so weird.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's a soulmate, right? My person is my soulmate.
Yeah. I guess I don't believe in like just one soulmate maybe.
Yeah. So that's probably a bigger picture.
Yeah. But Ashley, what do you think? I mean, that's easy for me to say because I'm not married
didn't
to someone
Nick
who I
literally
think
tell
is my
you
soulmate.
That Jared's not your person.
Yeah, wasn't that
on
so
the record?
Triggering for you?
No, he said. Well, he was kept saying was you're not in love with him. This isn't love. This is obsession. Yeah. I'm kind of neutral in this matter. I'd rather like he's.
Do you?
I don't
but
know,
you
I
call
just,
Jared your person, right? Or no?
I don't think that I've ever used. Like, I think that he's who I'm meant to be with.
Yeah. See,
you know?
That's what I like, but I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's. I think to me, it's semantics. I just think it's an overused expression. But I think I'd rather be like, I'm with who I'm supposed to be with.
Yeah, Lauren, do you get triggered by it at all?
I don't really have any strong feelings on it. I don't. Yeah, I don't like when people obviously are saying it so you don't feel bad, and they're saying it like if it was your person, they wouldn't have done this, you know. But
we all
go through the Mr. Big situations, and obviously Mr. Big, it was the person, you know, and they all do some shitty stuff.
That's why I think it's weird for anyone to proclaim that on behalf of anyone.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I get that. It's usually just to help you, but it's not accurate. Yeah.
Well, we'll make sure that it never comes up around
you. We'll make sure you're protected from that narrative.
Well, you guys can say anything you want to say. I'm just letting people know that I don't align with it. I'm like, okay, well, you don't know if someone comes back around 5 years later. Like, that's just so weird to say.
Mom was saying that she doesn't believe in soulmates. Do you think that's weird?
Oh, your mom said that. Yeah. I think that's weird to hear from your mom because
that's
your
what
mom
I think is interesting.
Seems like someone that really would believe in that.
Yeah, and
well,
then my dad
would
say,
definitely say
she's
that
my soulmate.
Yeah. Well, wait, did dad hear mom say that?
I think she would definitely. Yeah, she did. She did say that to him, but it was a drunk
night. She said that to Dr.
If it
J.
was one of her sloppy nights, she's like, I don't believe in soulmates.
That's what it was.
Was your mom drunk? Or
I don't take.
She
was
definitely
drunk. I don't
drunk
take
when
any. She says crazy shit. When,
okay, but do
she
we
mumbles
think,
things.
So, what are your guys' thoughts on the theory of like when you're drunk, you're actually saying the truth?
Not my
like
mom.
That's,
That's my mom just says the silly things. But not that I don't know that maybe my mom doesn't believe in soulmates, but she would definitely say that she's supposed to be with dad. She would definitely say like there's nobody, no better match.
Hold on. We're going to call and ask just real quick. Do you believe soulmates? Just one solid answer.
Okay. Yes or no.
This is 12:30 p.m.
Yeah, because this is... But Naz, I do want to say that I think you do tell the truth when you're drunk.
Mm. But do you think mom does? Do you think middle-aged women, post-menopausal women do? I think they just say silly things. I think that like at our age, they I think we say the truth probably.
Hello.
Hi.
Just a quick question.
Sure.
Do you believe in the concept of soulmates?
No, I really don't.
I knew it.
Why?
Where is this coming from?
But just Ash and I were talking about it.
Tell her she's being reported.
You're on the podcast, okay. Mom.
But then she's going to...
Somebody that you want to spend your life with, that doesn't mean it's soulmate. I don't like that term, soulmate.
Okay, because there could be multiple people that work for you?
Yes, I believe that. I don't think there's just one person out there.
But your mom is so smart. Exactly.
Is that a terrible thing to say?
No, it's not a terrible thing to say. Full transparency, you are on the podcast and Naz agrees with you. And we were just kind of talking about it.
How about you give me a little heads up?
Well, because then you get clammed up and you don't tell the truth.
Oh, that's true.
But yeah. Mom.
All right. Well,
that's it. No, we're just having a... There's
Wait,
no
Ashley
right or wrong answer.
A follow-up.
Yeah, Lord, I have a question.
She can't hear you. What?
I know. You have to ask.
Okay, hold on. Ashley has a question I'm going to ask you.
Ask if what she thinks about like the fact that dad does and she doesn't.
What do you feel about that dad does believe you're a soulmate and you don't believe in soulmates?
Well, that's dad's opinion.
Okay.
Your mom's a fucking icon.
That's a very tough question. But yeah, dad would say that I'm a soulmate.
I know. See? I knew it. Okay, iconic. Thank you.
I'm going to get in trouble now.
No, you're not. You've already said it to his face. I remember this conversation.
That's true.
Okay.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.
Love you. Bye.
All right. I'm wrong. It wasn't the wine talking.
The sureness and wholeness of your mother's presence. Like, she's so whole and so sure of herself. So amazing. Like the confidence, everybody should attain this level of consciousness.
Amazing.
Like, yeah, I don't believe in it, but he does.
Yeah. No rhyme or reason to it.
Jokes on
it
him. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay, it's fall. It's
official.
Fall.
It's really fall now because we have definitely as a... I think a country, maybe as a world, we'll say as a country because the Northern Hemisphere. So we have gone from like June being summer to now June definitely still being spring, and summer maybe kind of September maybe being fall to like it actually just 100% being summer.
Ashley needs to be accurate in all of her statements. Okay.
So now it is officially fall. Fall is what September was. So it's like kind of iffy. It's like still pretty warm. Like it's like light sweater weather, but now we're in sweater weather.
We're in it, guys.
Sweater weather.
That is the tongue twister.
I kind of like what you said, sweater weather. So now that it's sweater weather, guys, you got to go to jennykane.com. I'm telling you.
It's so like, chic, guys. I'm looking at it right now.
The best minimalist. Like basics that you absolutely need in your closet, neutral colors that will mix and match with everything. You can also wear them not in the fall, by the way, because a lot of us live in places where the air conditioning is like so high. Like in Florida, if you go to a restaurant, you literally have to bring a blanket with you. And the Jenny Kane apparel for this fall season is so good. They have luxurious cashmere sweaters. They have all these iconic accessories.
Can I just say that these... Yeah. These sweaters you're never going to get rid of. You're never going to look in your closet and be like, what am I going to donate this year? You're never going to get rid of these.
Ever.
These are going to be 80-year-old sweaters. You're going to pass them down from generation to generation. There's this
sweater.
New one for fall. It's called the Cooper Cardigan, and it is like old money chicness that will never go away. I need you guys to go look at that. So yeah, I'm just hyping up Jenny Kane today because it's so cozy.
And also, like, you know how when you buy expensive, incredible pieces that you want to invest in that are super luxe, a lot of the times they can be really heavy and take up a lot of space in your closet. Yeah. I think a great differentiator when it comes to Jenny Kane is that these are really lightweight sweaters. And so even if you're carrying it with you, it's not a burden. The cashmere fisherman and the cashmere cocoon cardigan are honestly my go-tos.
They also have boots and they have mules, so you can be like totally chic from head to toe. And they also have perfectly curated decor and candles. So they're not just cozy sweaters. They also have throws and furniture pieces.
And may I add that it is also time, the season of gift thinking. If you're not purchasing Christmas gifts yet, you're definitely thinking about it. And if you want to gift yourself or a loved one the best gift of all, we do suggest Jenny Kane. It's a great thing to open on Christmas morning. Just like
I would never be disappointed, you know.
Like you lift the thing.
It's a commercial.
Except
in this commercial, a dog doesn't pop out. It's Jenny Kane.
You can't keep a dog in a box, like, anyways, guys.
I know. So why would there commercials like that? That's so crazy.
Our listeners can get 15% off your first order when you use our code, which is GETIT15 at JennyKane.com. That is 15% off your order at JennyKane.com. And use the promo code, which is GETIT15. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. But Naz, you know what? You contradict yourself in the fact that you believe in reincarnation and all that stuff, and that goes hand in hand.
With soulmates?
Yeah.
How does it go?
And twin flames and stuff. Because the soulmate situation is usually somebody who's like
soulmates,
like
find themselves through different dimensions and stuff.
Yeah. I think you're absolutely correct in that there is a tie there that I can't quite articulate right now, but there is a tie that, like, cause I'm studying Kabbalah and I think the part of your soulmate can enter a person you're with, actually, the higher that you evolve in consciousness. I'm not as articulate to describe this, but you are correct, Ashley, in yes. And yes, I am a walking contradiction.
Okay.
I am a complex human.
You can believe
human.
In two things at the I same love it. Time. Yeah.
But it means I have higher intelligence levels because I can hold nuance. And I actually have an incredible ability to hold objectivity and see both sides and just live in paradox, which is life, honestly.
Very good.
I feel shitty and in a funk, but I also know my life's great. You know, I can hold both and not like fall into one.
That's the thing that people really fucking forget about. And I can see these people who are complain about the craziest things. And let me tell you, the craziest, shittiest things happen to them. And I think it's because they don't acknowledge the good. Like, I just, there's so many stories that I have that I can't even say. It's just oh my God.
Thoughts become your reality.
Yes.
You literally,
like, if you weren't such
perpetuate.
A Debbie Downer all the time, this shit wouldn't happen. And that's all.
Yeah. You can't let your thoughts govern you.
We have more lists.
Okay.
Fur baby. I've never referred to them as my fur baby.
What is
like
that?
My fur baby. Never it's just heard like, of the dog being referred to as your fur baby?
No.
Wow.
Is that what people call their dogs?
Yes. Yeah.
What about doggo?
Yeah, it's stupid.
I've never heard that one either.
That's so stupid.
You never heard of doggo, Naz? No. You really aren't on like dog social media,
I'm not in dog social media, and I only have a couple friends with dogs. And when they start talking about their dog, I quickly like check out. Or
your
like,
eyes go glazed over.
Like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I only care about dogs that I know intimately that reciprocate and like me back. Same with babies.
I think that's kind of how it goes with everybody, though. Yeah. Like, every dog owner loves their own dog, but like, I don't really give much crapolas about anybody else's dog.
Yeah.
So,
and I hate when people are like, isn't it so amazing? And I actually do this, so that's why I hate it. Because I'm also learning through Kabbalah and my spiritual work that, like, when someone triggers you or something bothers you, it's because it's inside of you. And I notice that when people are like, isn't this dog amazing? I'm like, oh, fuck. I do that shit all the time to everyone I know.
You do, like, do that. You mean like, you like realize, ask people to like also agree with what you think is amazing?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've digged. You know who called me out on it? Dr. G, my new brother.
Oh, really?
He was like, he's like, what's under that? And I was like, that's a really good thing for me to look into. Like, is
wait,
it
what do you
me?
Mean? Because you were asking him like, don't you love that? And then he said, what's up with that?
No. I just always ask people, like,
she gets
what?
Triggered by something she actually does.
Oh, okay.
No, this was actually a conversation where I was like, what? like, I'm like trying to be a better person. I'm like, what am I doing that's bothering other people?
And he said it.
Yeah. And he was like, he's like, I would just, it's not, he's like, it's not an issue. I'm just hypersensitive to things. So like, what do you think is under that? And I'm like, oh, that's probably my need to like really feel like I'm belonging, you know, and like, or that I'm being validated by people around me. Cause Ashley, literally, I'm like, isn't this sunset beautiful? Like, isn't it? And I'm like, why do I say that? That's so, I'm working on it.
That's so funny. That is the most core.
I didn't even know I do that, that is until like recently.
That is that's like, I think of that with you. I think you just like want, the validation.
You just share
that, like,
the,
some people are also feeling the same thing as you.
I don't need to fucking ask that.
That is the funniest thing he's said. He's picked that out about you.
Yeah, he was just like, and Christian's a new friend of mine. He's like, I just noticed you're like always like asking that. And I'm like, yeah, why do I do that? The best part is that I actually don't care if someone thinks the sunset's beautiful like I do anymore. Mm-hmm. So it's just the question I need to start getting rid of. It's actually
just like
good
that
underneath.
Is a beautiful sunset.
Yeah, because if you were like, I hate it, I'd be like, okay. But it's like, so why am I even asking? Like,
Lauren,
it's like an old habit of like my
Lauren
little
and I
self.
Will sometimes be like, you know? Yeah, you'll like say something like that. It's like, well, yes, that's obvious. Like, thanks for like just stating
the
most obvious. Like,
yeah, why the fuck am I asking?
Yeah, this sunset
is so
beautiful.
Funny. Mm-hmm. I'm dying.
Yeah, so that's something I'm working on.
I'm
oh
so
my God,
scared to ask him what's wrong
beautiful.
With me.
It's just so you know, in Kabbalah, like a Kabbalah 1, because I'm in Kabbalah 2 right now, you're supposed to ask, you had to call 3 people and ask them like what bothers them about you, just to like know your shit and like proactively work on it. So that's what I did.
That's just
such
a specific.
It's really scary. I asked my life coach Rachel. I think I asked Jackie.
You should ask your assistant.
No, that's a boundary I will not cross. No, I love her and she loves me, I think. Well, I dare to love me, I guess. No,
that's
she's
so
great.
Funny.
The other day I dressed up as Santa Claus and delivered gifts to my friends because I was like,
why so early?
Because one, I wanted to get it done early, and two,
you're saying, you're like, hello, it's October, here are your Christmas gifts.
Well, I'm gonna post it in December, we all know. Anyway, so everyone look forward to that video and act surprised and like you didn't know about it. The point is that I was like, why does Santa get to have all the fun? Like, how fun would it be to dress up as Santa and just like surprise friends at work and at home? And I wear natural deodorant, and I was like, it's October, the sun is still out in LA, I cannot be rocking something that's not going to work. Lumi. I had to wear I put Lumi deodorant everywhere because that Santa outfit was so thick.
Oh, 100%. It also, Lumi, I mean, it's proven to control odor for up to 72 hours, which is absolutely insane. So you really didn't have to worry about putting it back on for a long time, even when you took that Santa outfit off. And your Grimace outfit.
Oh yeah, because that's like all synthetic. Yeah, the sweatiest.
Yes, it's so true. Literally every costume I dressed up as this year, Grimace for Halloween, I had to. I put it. You guys, it's crazy because there's no other deodorant that you can put, or that I think that you can put in like your butt cheeks, like in your thigh folds. And I was smell free. Like I had no body odor even after wearing these costumes for long periods of time.
Incredible. Well, for new customers, you get $5 off your Lumi starter pack with our exclusive code and link. It's very exclusive. And you use the code GETIT30 at LumiDeodorant.com. That's LumiDeodorant.com. And deodorant is very hard to spell. And the Lumi deodorant starter pack is just a great way to introduce yourself to your new favorite products.
Yeah. Anyways, wait really quick, Ashley, if you guys called someone, what do you think they would say? I got so quiet. Okay, you can finish.
No, I'm really thinking.
I will say it's a very scary thing to do, and a lot of it kind of bothered me and hurt me. But then the next day I was fine. You know, I was like, when Christian told me that, I was like, oh no. And then I was like, no, this
is not
great.
The worst
like,
thing
I
in the world. You just ask
this.
A question.
I know, but other stuff wasn't as fun to hear. You know, I can't remember it now. I did a while ago. I could probably look it up.
I have no idea what people would say. And that's the worst thing. Cause I know when I leave people, I'm like, I'll think things. And then I leave. And then I'm like, well, they have nothing to say about me, but I know there's something.
For me, I know what Jared would say, and that's like something that happened yesterday.
But that's no, you would agree that this is one of my faults.
You can't be wrong.
No, I can. Yeah, it's not the best, but I would say that, you know how like when I have something in my head, like we had to do the Aladdin thing yesterday.
Yeah,
like,
you're not flexible.
I'm not flexible at all. But like I can be chill.
Yeah.
And relaxed, but I can't really be flexible. If there's a difference,
controlling is like a big thing that I struggle with too, Ashley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like I had the idea that we were going to go to the farmer's market and he was going to like steal the apple and he's going to do like a line or so. And then it was raining and it was cold and he like really was in a fucking bad mood and he didn't want to do it. And then like when we pulled up, I was like, fine. I just like his, it was just like, he did not want to do it. And I was like, fine, we just won't do it. And just, I'll get back in the car. We're just not gonna do it. But like, I knew in my head, there's like no way I'm gonna fucking not let him do it. We're gonna do it. We're gonna do it. We're gonna do it. But I'm gonna like pretend like he's gonna win.
You offer up like the fact that you wouldn't do it, but you know you're doing it. So why you offer it up?
And then, he was like, okay, fine. But great. Thanks. But like in like a, okay, great. Thanks. Like in a sassy way too. And then like I sit in the car. And then, like, but like, my blood is boiling, waiting for him to be like, okay, we're gonna do it. We're just gonna do it really quick, you know? And I'm just waiting, but like, the moment of the wait is just like, yeah!
Actually, that was the funniest.
So much anger.
Emotion. Like, yeah, because it's literally like a volcano boiling.
Yeah.
When you're so used to doing something.
Yeah. So
funny.
I'm so like, wait, I did not happened? Dress did like this for us. Obviously did not it. Do it. Yeah, we did
wait,
it.
But so how did it happen? Was he like, okay? Or did you say we're doing it?
No. He said, we'll do it.
Yeah. Okay, so he did say it. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're like, fantastic. Great choice.
I'm like, okay, great. Let's go. Oh, it's yeah, like that's those it. Are the moments.
Classic.
Yeah. But like,
classic.
You know, it truly took 10 minutes and it's fine.
Came out great. The red solo cup was hilarious.
What about you? That was everyone's favorite part. I don't know, but I do know that on the list of things that need to die, I realize that all millennials, after they laugh, they go, that's funny. They
well,
say,
that's my thing. Right. We always made fun of me for saying that's funny because I always do that.
But then yesterday I was laughing with my client and then I stopped and we both go, that's funny. At the exact same time, we're like, ugh, we gotta stop that.
Yeah, you're right.
Because Gen Z's like, you laughed. You don't need to say it's funny. You laughed. It's like, God damn,
that's
right.
So true. That's the title.
They're
of the podcast.
So mean to us.
Yeah.
That's funny.
No, yeah. That's funny.
Fuck, that's
okay.
Bad.
We have one more thing on the list and I know we've all said it, but it is annoying as fuck. The struggle is real.
Mm-hmm. I've definitely said that.
Yeah.
God, that's annoying.
Lauren, have you ever said that?
The struggle is real. No, maybe like mocking people who say it.
Yeah. All right. Good times.
That's a great list.
Thanks.
All right. So should I pull up the list of
yeah, definitely.
Places? What was it? List of places women don't want to go on first date. It went viral. I can't believe neither of you guys saw it.
See, you're not on Dog Talk and I'm not on Date Talk.
That's funny. That makes sense for both of
us. I'm deleting TikTok for the next month, guys.
For your,
okay,
your health.
For
my mental health. Lauren's health.
Before we get
month.
Into this, I want to just applaud you because I saw you posted that you're taking a break.
Thank you. I'm so shocked that
working.
People are like receiving.
How did you come to this conclusion?
It's not an easy month for you to take off with all the holidays and people love getting their hair done before it.
I'm so fucking proud of you, Lauren. Like, you're putting yourself first, but how
thank
did you come to that?
So Lauren's basically,
outsourcing
I've been talking about this for, I've been talking about doing this for a long time, but the month never lined up. Like, I just kept getting booked. And then I realized that, like, I had a lot of people booked for October and not a lot yet for November. I was like, this is it. Then I'm putting the hard stop out. And then I'm like, I'm not going to be as young as I am ever again, as young as this ever again. Mm-hmm. I need to prioritize my health more. I need to fucking start working out every other day and eating not McDonald's every time I see one and all this stuff. And I was like, if I get into this rhythm for 30 days, then I'll be able to take some of these habits at least when I start working again, because I'm so tired at the end of the day. I just want fast food and I want to sit on my ass. So once I get in the habit and I see some changes, then I'll feel good. And I just sit on TikTok for at least 4 hours a day and I learn amazing things. Okay. And I love every second of it.
The struggle is real.
The struggle is real. But it's just so much time. And then also I'm moving to a salon suite
Wait, did you actually see it and you like it and it's done?
It's done.
You're going to do it?
Lauren! So this is the greatest Lauren Iaconetti update I've ever heard in my whole life.
So it's like very official.
And you have to have a spot to have people in there?
Yeah. So hopefully, I mean, it'll probably be done like by mid-December.
Great. So, Lauren, you're really getting your life
together.
Dad's
going to need to help you again.
I literally told him yesterday, I'm like, Dad, get your hammer or tool belt out. You got to hang some stuff.
This is so exciting because mental health is actual health and you're going to feel like $1 million.
I'm going to feel like $1 million.
Wasting your time. Yeah. Like actually living life. You're going to be glowing.
I'm going to go places, hang out with people, and get ready and put makeup on.
Yes, wow. You're putting yourself first. And
I'm getting so many highlights. I'm going to be blonde as fuck come November 3rd, and I'm getting new blonde extensions, and I'm just going to wake up and do a walk and then immediate Pilates. Walk, immediate Pilates.
I'm so fucking
You're going to walk and then do Pilates?
Yeah, I'm going to walk Gergie every morning.
Aw, Gerg's going to get a walk.
Yeah. And the fact that you're
not Gerg getting a walk.
Separating.
Gerg getting a walk. Wait, that's a millennial thing. Not blah, blah, blah.
I've never done that before in my life, but I think it's funny when the girl that does the Kardashian impressions does the Chloe with the nails. Not avocado.
So funny. Lauren, you also separating your work life and home life. Going to be so crucial to your mental health.
Yes. Now, do you guys...
Let's add in an audio of applause. Yay, go Lauren.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah, so that's it. What were we going into?
The list of bad date spots. The list, this went viral. I'm reading an article. List of bad first date spots ranked by woman goes viral.
This is only one woman's problem because the Cheesecake Factory is a great, I mean, if somebody took me to the Cheesecake Factory on the first date, I think it'd be kind of hilarious. And I'd be like, yeah, good taste in food. Mm-hmm.
This divided the internet, which is, it brings up great conversation because Ashley, I would not want someone to
you
take
would,
me there.
I know you wouldn't.
However, if a guy took me to a McDonald's, I'd be like, oh, this is cute.
That's
and great.
Just, so in, so that's just preference. Crazy. Like I would never want to go to Red Lobster, but I would go to Cheesecake Factory.
I've never even been to
Go to Red Lobster. So the list shared by Duval Promo apparently is based on a survey polling women about their least preferred first date places. The list of 28 venues include popular restaurant chains like Applebee's, Chili's, and Denny's. Okay, so
obviously, none of these are ideal first dates. It's just because it's a lack of creativity, and it's like, you know, it's just not in an intimate space.
But also, some places only have these restaurants.
I just think it's so rude because it's like, If a guy takes you here in all sincerity, like that's so rude. Anyway, so number one is Cheesecake Factory. Number two is Applebee's. Three is Chili's, Chipotle, Olive Garden, the movies, which I guess for a first date,
first date's not great.
Your house makes sense. Any fast food chain I disagree with because I'd want to go to McDonald's. Buffalo Wild Wings is an absolute no for me.
Yeah.
Wingstop, Red Lobster, I would go. A buffet, I would not. IHOP, I could see you actually liking that.
I do love IHOP. That sounds like something like you would take the girl to after you like slept with her on the first night.
Really? Yeah, I guess it does. Denny's, the gym, church, Starbucks, coffee dates, which makes no sense. That's the best first date ever.
That doesn't make any
sense.
Ice
cream dates, which also makes
no sense. That's so cute.
That's so cute. That's family functions, stupid. Movie night, Netflix, Hulu, I get. Somewhere that requires a long drive, I get that. Bowling, I would absolutely do.
That's perfect first date.
Nightclubs, hookah bar, a bar for just drinks, Waffle House, sports events. I would
love
to.
A bar for just drinks? That's literally just called a date.
What? And sports events I would love to go to. So I don't know.
Sports event is a great first date,
maybe
too.
Maybe a little long, but that's okay.
But at least you don't have to talk the entire time.
I guess maybe that's why they said it's bad. It's kind of like the movies because you can't get to know
someone. What would this woman like to do?
You can get to know somebody at a sporting event.
Yeah, you definitely could. Anyways.
Okay.
What are some absolute no's for a first date that you would go on? would absolutely put on that knows. List.
Probably the long distance driving to yeah. a place together, 100%. Because remember, yeah, didn't you go on a date with
yeah, remember the NASCAR guy that I thought yeah. was going to murder me and he yeah. threw up because we stopped at a Kentucky yeah. hut before? That was yeah. the worst date of my entire life. Poor hands guy. Down, of my entire life.
Oh, yeah, I mean, there's some good ones, some bad ones in there.
Wait, Lauren, how did the dolls go for your Halloween?
You'll
is
see.
That's happening tomorrow. We'll,
yeah, I'll film it.
She spent like $4,000 on dolls.
So much money. Oh. It definitely was not $4,000. I thrifted a lot of baby dolls, and Crystal helped me get a lot of baby
them?
Dolls.
Where'd you find
them? Goodwill, Unique.
Wait, tell
like,
everyone what you're doing because I didn't.
It's just for our house. We're doing a haunted doll theme. There's creepy dolls everywhere. They're hanging. They're not hanging by their necks. I just wanted to make sure they're all hanging by like their hair or their foot or something. Yeah. And they're all just creepy and they're everywhere. And then we have some holding up body bags. So you'll see tomorrow. I'll get the video with the fog and the lighting and all that stuff.
Who puts everything up? You or Hunter?
We do it together.
Okay.
Yeah, we do it together.
That's really fun to do together.
Yeah. I just want to reiterate, the dolls are simply like porcelain dolls. Like, yeah.
They're not supposed to be.
They're not dead. They're just dolls. And people are freaked
out
by dolls.
It's like
there's
that.
Annabelle. Yeah. We have a Chucky out there. Like, it's not like a creepy. I mean, it's creepy for sure if you're scared of dolls, but they're not like mutilated dolls or anything.
Yeah. Okay.
I
feel like do you guys have anything else to talk about? Because I feel like I want to talk about how I'm affected by the Matthew Perry dying.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to ask you about that. Yeah, yeah.
Like, that is that just like, I don't know. It's like up there with like the Patrick Swayze dying. It's just like crazy because it's just like part of our lives. Like, he was just such a like, it felt like a part of our lives.
Right.
He's such really, a, he was like,
I always just
such
love,
a
I just loved him.
90s culture.
Yeah.
Like, it's Friends is an institution and he's a part of it. And like, and he was so young. He's 54.
I know. Yeah, 54 so just is so young. You know.
Did you see what I posted? That what he said that I kind of want to share.
Yeah, because I posted the same thing of him like actually saying it.
Was it about his passing? Can you like?
No,
about how
it's
he
just
wanted
that
to
he
go...
like wanted. He even said it was last year, an interview last year. Mm-hmm. He was like, when I die, like I want people to talk about how I was there for them with like their struggles with addiction and not Friends first. He goes, I know that won't happen. Mm-hmm. That people are going to talk about Friends first, but like, But there's like all these stories coming out about how there's this one cool story.
He struggled obviously with addiction and how much he helped people.
So like we're trying. He even has like the Matthew Perry like rehab center for men, and then he also has there are these stories coming out. Like there's this one guy. I don't even think the guy's like really famous. He has like 150,000 on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But he said that he was at a party. This is like 20 years ago, and this guy telling the story. Just stopped drinking. And he was like, it wasn't like a serious issue. He was like, I just always like, I'm tired of being hungover, tired of like just wanting it. And he's like, so I just quit cold turkey one day. And at the first party I was ever at as trying to be sober, I was like having a hard time. And then I like, sit down at this table and lo and behold, the only person like sitting across from me at this table was Matthew Perry. And he just felt like he goes, I don't know what it was about me that he just said like, "Hey, can I get you a Diet Coke?" And the two
I
of them,
I saw that story.
Yeah, just
I
kept
saw
drinking.
That story.
They like had like seven Diet Cokes together.
Yes.
And he just said that like that was a moment that'll stick with him for life. And it was And now he's been sober ever since. And that was like a really big moment for him.
No, it's so sad. I can't imagine how the cast of Friends is.
I know.
I keep thinking about them too. Like I know that the
that was like
family.
His family.
I was thinking about like, Courtney Cox the whole day, of course, and him and his family. But I was like, I wonder how she's feeling. I saw the woman that plays Janice posted.
And what's really sad is he also just posted a picture of him and his dad a couple weeks ago, and it's just like his dad outlived him, and like you have to think of the parents.
Yeah.
He said, I think it was an interview like a couple years ago or maybe it was a year ago. And they're like, it was Diane Sawyer or someone like big.
Yeah, it was
Diane
Sawyer.
She was like, how
will
we know when you're not okay? And he said, you'll know when I'm not okay when I say, I just want to be at home alone.
Oh, really?
And then he died at home alone.
I don't know.
No, he could have just had a heart attack.
Yeah, I really do think he just had a heart attack.
Did
and
you
I think
see
it's
the
eerie
post,
that
Ashley?
The post
that he, the last post was him was in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I'm talking about the Batman post.
The Batman
post. What do you think that was all about?
I don't know. I don't want to, I don't like to speak on things when I haven't, like, I don't have information on it. I just quickly, someone sent me a post of him.
They were all leading up
to Batman.
It was called Batman.
Yeah.
But what is the correlation there?
I don't know.
It's not like,
I wonder if it'll come out. Maybe he was just going to even do like a Halloween costume.
That's what some of the comments were saying. He could have been just going to be Batman, but it seemed odd.
I'm sure if there was any Matthew Perry,
we're thinking of his friends and family, and like, what a joyous soul that brought us like so much joy continuously. Yeah. Like, people still like, he is discovering friends today. You know,
the guy that will always make you laugh out loud in Friends. You know 100%. What I mean? Like, he was the one that delivered the laugh
so
out loud.
That's so true.
Yeah.
I'm glad they did the reunion with James Corden.
Yeah,
and that happened.
Yeah, me too.
Well, all right, my friends, well, we love you. Yeah. It is fall, and we'll see you next week.
All right, bye,
love
guys.
You guys. Thank you.
Bye.
I don't get it. Podcast.